What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. What up, Doc? Welcome to the High Ticket Doc Podcast. Are you a woman doctor who wants to start a coaching business, but you don't know how to get started? Does the idea of coaching others seem exciting and completely scary at the same time? Do you want to learn how to show up powerfully online, sell with confidence, and make your first 100K, even if you're a brand new coach? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, double board certified physician and professor. I am also your high ticket start coach. This podcast will give you actionable strategies to launch your first high-ticket program and make your first 100K without overwhelm. Let's do this, sis. Have you ever seen doctors in their respective fields killing it online, selling high-ticket services, high-ticket programs, landing high-ticket contracts, and wonder to yourself, how do they do that? If that is you, then I want to invite you to the Docs of High Ticket Conference, which is taking place virtually January 2nd and 3rd, 2022. In this conference, I am going to be featuring high-ticket women docs from multiple backgrounds and specialties. So when I'm talking specialties here, I'm talking about high ticket real estate, high ticket consulting, high ticket coaching, of course, high ticket speaking, high ticket products, how to have a high ticket mindset, all of the above. This conference is going to lay the groundwork for you as you move into 2022 if you desire to be a high ticket doc. In addition, I will have VIP packages available. So VIPs are going to get extended access to the replays. They're going to get special live Q&As with me and other high ticket docs. They are also going to receive special content and bonuses that are a secret. They're so good. I can't even tell you what they are, sis. But head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. Right now, you can sign up for the wait list and add your name to that so you don't miss any of the details. And when registration opens, you will be ready to go. So head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. And I'll see you on January 2nd. And I'll see you VIPs on January 2nd and 3rd. Peace and love, y'all. What up, Doc Squad? Welcome to another episode of the High Ticket Doc Podcast. Today, we are going to be continuing the series on how to land high ticket clients. Although, as I have already discussed on last week's episode, the real terminology should be how to create high ticket clients, because this is something that is an active process that we control. That's the biggest thing I'm trying to help you guys understand in starting or, you know, growing, up-leveling your coaching business, is that you have control over this. Like, you create clients, you don't land them. It's not passive. It's not happening to you. You are doing it or not doing it. I'm going to show you how to do it. All right. So this is going to be basically a 5-part series. So this is week 2, part 2. If you did not listen to last week, that's really the foundational episode. I would pause this. I would go back. I would listen to part 1, communicating value, because that is the groundwork for everything that we're doing over the next few weeks going forward. So before we get into today's episode, a couple of things. I just want to share a win with you guys. I am coming off of the heels of a 10-day vacation. That's right. 10 days. For 10 full days, I did legit, like literally nothing in my business. I didn't coach clients. That's not true. I coached my one-on-one clients. So I'll tell you about that in a second. But I took an extended vacation. I took a break, traveled to Arizona for the retreat with my one-on-one client, which I'll tell you about in a second. And then I also went to Orlando for Thanksgiving with my family. And I did no work. And guess what? My business kept going. I made money while I was gone, and nothing fell apart. Nothing fell apart. It was like the best thing ever. Like the fact that I've created a business and set up and structured my business in such a way that I can, my clients were still, even though I didn't actively coach my clients in purpose, those are my group coaching clients, they were still being served at a high level even while I was gone. Because I've actually structured my coaching program in such a way that you, like my clients, when you're working with me, you're getting value, you're getting what you need in order to move forward, even if I am not the one that's directly serving you. That is how you scale, right? So scaling is doing more without having to be more. That's how I think about it. Like my clients getting more, getting results, getting what they need without me having to show up more and do more and be more, right? And so, yeah, and it's such a blessing. I'm so grateful. And I want to just like take a second to talk about my Arizona retreat. If you follow me on Instagram, Dr. Kimmy_ on Instagram, and you follow my stories and you saw the dopeness. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Okay, so I knew I wanted to take my one-on-one client on a retreat. So I work with women doctors. I help them build their coaching business. So I actually worked with my client, Dr. Joyelle. We've been together for over a year at this point. She was in Procrastination to Purpose, which was my like original group coaching program that really focused on procrastination and starting to walk in your purpose. Then we worked together one-on-one, and I helped her launch the first 2 cycles of her coaching program called Menopause Moguls, which is the dopest name ever. So she helps women over 40 who are in menopause or perimenopause. She helps them to start a business, right? To manage their symptoms, manage their mind drama, right? Because we all have a cavewoman, and start a business and like reinvent themselves in this portion of their lives, which I just think is the greatest. It's so amazing. So she and I started working together again. It's been about a month and a half, right? Because she's at the point now that she's ready to scale, right? Like she's ready to scale her business. And so she signed on with me again, which I actually no longer accept one-on-one clients. Like she's the only one. So some of you guys are like, but Dr. Kimmy, can I work with you one-on-one? No, you can't. But here's the thing. I want to submit to you that group coaching is actually even more effective than one-on-one coaching. Like, I know that sounds crazy. I'll probably do a whole episode on that. But if you want to work with me, you need to join Purpose and you will get exactly what you need, including one-on-one support in Purpose. So anyway, So she and I are together again, and I'm helping her strategize the new structure of her business. Now that she's served clients and she has a better sense of who they are, how best she can help them. Like, we're redoing her program. We're restructuring her content strategy, just everything, right? So I wanted to really, just go on a retreat with her. The thing is, okay, full disclosure, she is also my biz bestie now. We've gotten close because we've been together for over a year. And so it's not just about the business anymore. We're friends in real life. So I thought it would be so dope if I was able to take her on a retreat. I rented a house in Sedona, Arizona, which just is the most magical city in America. I have decided. It was legit everything. It was everything. I've always wanted to go to Arizona because it just seems really, you know what? I'm going to be, okay. So ever since Waiting to Exhale, I've always wanted to visit Arizona. I don't know why. It's just something about it. The mountains and the cacti. I don't know, y'all. I've always wanted to go. So I was like, what's an excuse to get to Arizona? Oh, yeah, let me take my client. So I took her. I rented an Airbnb from another doctor, which was so fun. So I rented this house. I got us a private chef for the first night. So that was an experience. We did a spa day, which was amazing. And we ate a lot of food. We fellowshipped. And I coached her live and in person. I really wanted to do this in person and help her kind of set up the structure of her launch and understand at a much deeper level her messaging and the problem that she solves for her people. And so it was beautiful. It was exactly what we needed. It was exactly what I needed. She's so grateful. She's like, thank you for taking me. And I'm just like, no. Thank you for saying yes to your purpose, because I show up even better now as a result of being there with her. And just being able to serve her at that high level was a blessing to me. There is a reel that I did, which is on my Instagram page. If you want just an overview of everything we did and all the goodness that happened at that retreat, definitely check that out. I have gotten messages since then that are wait, well, when's can I go on a retreat, Dr. Kimmy? You hosted retreats now. Can we do a group retreat? Can you do this? I'm like, yes, 100%. Listen, I'm all about retreats. It's the bougie in me. Fine, I'll own it. I don't know. But I love the idea of a retreat, just getting away, continuing to learn, continuing to grow, continuing to do your business, but just doing it away, just retreating, just getting away from it all. I'll probably do every single retreat in Arizona. I don't know. Or, there's amazing places in Florida too that I've also wanted to visit. Obviously, we will eventually have an international overseas retreat, but it's just going to be for clients. This is only for clients. So I am already in the beginning stages of planning the retreat for my purpose clients for next year, 2022. And I will be setting up a retreat with them and just can't wait to meet them all in real life and fellowship with them. And so, someone asked me if I'd be doing retreats with just the community, my high ticket doc ladies who are in my Facebook group or on my Instagram or on my email list or listeners. No, not right now. Right now, I'm really, really focused on just serving my clients. And so I want to make sure that I am staying true to them and serving them at a high level. So if you want to go on a retreat with me, you got to be in purpose, y'all. But I will say that if you have ever wanted to work with me, or you want to understand and learn how to sell, how to become a high ticket doc, I am hosting a conference. Did you know? I'm hosting a conference January 2nd and 3rd, 2022. the Docs of High Ticket Conference with a lot of my amazing friends who are high ticket docs in multiple fields. So product-based, consulting, speaking, book writing. These are all women doctors, badass Black women doctors who are killing it in multiple arenas, multiple areas. And yeah, if you want to like get a taste of that, like I want to have that vibe of a retreat, even though this is going to be a virtual event. So definitely right now we're still in like the pre-launch phase. We're, you know, setting people up on a wait list so you can be the first to understand and know what's going on. Y'all, the headliner for this event, like, I don't think y'all are ready. Okay. The headliner, the keynote for this event, I don't even know. God is so good. I don't even know what I did to deserve being able to have such an amazingly dope headliner. But y'all, just wait. But the waiting list is going to know first. So docsofhighticketcon.com and sign up to be on the wait list so you will not miss any of the updates or any of the news. And you'll be the first to snag tickets, especially the VIP tickets, which they are going to be a limited number because I'm going to be actually, you know, my VIPs, I'm going to be treating you guys like clients. You're going to be my clients for that day. And so I'm going to be really, really, I'm not going to be giving you some like high, you know, overview type stuff. Like I'm going deep. Okay. So VIPs are going to get access to me. They'll be able to ask me questions. They're going to understand at a high level, high ticket coaching. Like I'm going to go deep on day two only with my VIPs. So VIP tickets are going to be limited because again, I'm really going to be going in. And so definitely get on the wait list so you don't miss VIP tickets because once they're gone, they're gone. And I don't want them to be gone. I want you guys to have the ability to work with me for the day. So docsofhighticketcon.com. All right, y'all. So let's get into how to land, i.e. create high ticket clients, part two. Okay. As we are building our coaching business, something I've noticed, I noticed with myself and I've noticed with my clients as well, is that we tend to do this thing where we get into what I call tugboat energy. So let's talk about like this concept of a lighthouse versus a tugboat. Okay, so a lighthouse. So I want you to picture an ocean, see a body of water. Okay, I want you to picture a body of water and I want you to think about boats being lost at sea. These are your clients in your community. They're lost at sea. They don't know where to go. They know where they want to be. And that's really a key, right? They know where they want to be, but they don't know how to get there. They know where they want to be, but they don't know how to get there. Your job as a coach is to show them how to get there, right? Like your program is a bridge. Your transformation is a bridge between where they are and where they want to be. But they are just lost at sea. They're out there. They're spinning around. They're confused. They're lost. And you want to be able to say, hey, I know where to go. So I want you to picture these boats lost at sea. And I want you to picture a tugboat. I want you to picture a tugboat. The job of the tugboat is to get these boats where they want to be. Now, it is very simple, right? Let's get these tugboats from point A to point B. Excuse me, these lost boats from point A to point B, but a tugboat is going to do it in such a way that they're actually going to be pulling the other boats along. That's why it's called a tugboat. They're going to tug the other boats. They're going to, I'm going to take you on this journey. Now, when you hear me saying that you create clients, you might think that being a tugboat is the way to go. Like you're going to be in the water with your people, dragging them along with you, right? Like if it doesn't just happen to me, if it's not like passive, if it's something I'm doing, then the doing must be being a tugboat, right? Which is like expending a lot of energy, dragging the other boats with you to get to the destination. Like that might be where your brain took you last week when you heard me say that you're creating clients, that it's an active process that is not passive. And I want to submit that that could not be the furthest thing from the truth. You can create clients and not be in tugboat energy. Tugboat energy is where you are working nonstop, right? You're expending a lot of energy and you're trying to drag people along with you. Okay, so what does this look like in your business? It looks like basically my business in the very beginning, okay, where you are essentially doing all of the things, just kind of jumping from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, not having a clear focus or process. You are trying everything, right? So you're like in student mode. You are expending a lot of energy. You're not resting. You are trying to convince and coerce people that they want this. You want this, guys. I know you want this. You want this coaching, right? Or you're giving everything away for free. So you have your process and your intellectual property. You have your transformation. But instead of just having that and working with your clients on it, you start saying, well, if I just kind of give everything away for free, then maybe people will feel sorry enough for me and say yes. Or maybe they'll feel so indebted to me because I've given them so much that they say yes. This was me. This was my first few sets of webinars, challenges, everything. I basically gave away all of my intellectual property. I was hustling all the time. I was in grind mode, nonstop. I was a tugboat. I was in the DMs of people trying to convince them that they want to be a coach. I know you want to be a coach. You can do it. I can help you get there. I know you want to do this. Come on, girl. Let's go. That's tugboat energy. Here's the thing with tugboat energy. Tugboat energy will leave you drained and depleted. Think about the tugboat chugging along, pulling everyone with them, okay? Or trying to, right? You're drained, you're depleted, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated. And here's the thing, right? You can actually move some boats with some tugboat energy, right? Like you're drained and depleted, but boats might be moving. Like the lost boats at sea might actually move, but you will find, trust me, you will find that once you drag them enough, right? Drag them over the line to where they say yes to being your client, you will continuously have to drag them because they never got into motion by themselves. And an object, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. There's a law of physics. I don't remember what it's called, y'all. The law of momentum, maybe? I think I might be making that up, but you know what I'm saying. You know it's true, right? So bodies of motion tend to stay in motion. Bodies that are in motion, right? If you're a tugboat and you drag them with your marketing and you drag them with your energy, when they sign up and they finally eventually say yes, because you drag them over the line, over the finish line, and they're like, fine, okay, I'm ready to do this. You're going to notice that you have clients who continuously need to be dragged and pulled and prodded and forced, rather than clients who show up in 100% readiness to start and to make moves on their own. That's not to say that your process is not still going to get them to that point B. It is, but they are in motion because they were already set in motion when you do it the other way, which we're going to talk about in a second. But tugboat energy, you will know you are in tugboat energy if the following things are happening. If you are literally tired of your business, if you're just like, I'm tired of trying, I try everything, nothing works. Okay. You will know you're in tugboat energy if you are having conversations with people who don't get it, who are not ready to start, right? So they're not coming to you ready to start, ready to move forward. They're coming to you to try to figure out if this is the right move. And then you're in convincing energy, trying to get them, trying to convince them to say yes. You will know you're in tugboat energy if you are overwhelmed all the time and in confusion, right? If you're in confusion about like, what do I do? How much do I do? I don't know what to do, right? Because you've spent so much time dragging, tugging, and it didn't get you the results that you wanted. So you are confused. Where do I go next? What program do I sign up for next? Whose methodology do I follow next? Right? Like you're always looking around, right? You'll know you're in tugboat energy when you sign clients and then you can't get them results. You can't get them results because you're in the water with them. I'll say that again. You can't get them results because you're in the water with them. Your job is to pull them where they need to be, right? Like your job is to help them move to where they need to be, but you're pulling them and you're in the water with them. So it's like you are empathizing and like commiserating with their pain, right? And you might be like, wait, what? I'm not supposed to empathize with people. Here's the thing. If you're in the water with them, if you're right, exactly, to be a tugboat, you have to be where your people are. How can you get them to the point B if you're not there? If you're not there, you're where they are. You're trying to drag them along. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm using this like metaphor, but like see it in real life. If your job is, if your coaching like field is like weight loss, right? And then your clients come and they're like, well, I can't lose weight because this, 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 and that. And you're like, yeah, you know, I know it's really hard. You know, this is not a great time for you, you know, and you're like, in the water with them rather than saying, look, do you want this or not? If you want this, here's where you need to go. Right? Because if your clients stay in confusion and overwhelm and I don't know what to do and this is not the right time, they're not going to make progress. And you'll know that a lot of that was created by you. Right? I'm not saying you put those thoughts in their head, but you attracted those people. Right? Like we always are going to attract who we are. If you're in the water in one particular place, like those are the people you're going to get. That's who you're going to get. So that's how you can know you're in tugboat energy. What is the opposite of tugboat energy? I'm glad you asked. The opposite of tugboat energy is being a lighthouse. Now the function of a lighthouse is the same. We have boats. They're lost at sea. They need to know where to go. Rather than being in the water, dragging them along, you are going to be a lighthouse. A lighthouse is something that stands tall, firm, and shines a light. Right? So they're not like in the water, mushing around with their people. Mushing? Is that a word? What was I trying to say? They're not in the water, kicking around, flapping their arms, struggling with their people, right? Like they're standing tall and just shining a light, showing the boats where they want to go, right? Like think about the energy of just like standing firm and tall and shining a light and showing people, oh, you want to go somewhere there. That's where you want to be. And my light is going to help you get there. What? Does that not feel so expansive and sufficient? Which we're going to talk about sufficiency because it completely relates, right? But it just sounds much more abundant, free, peaceful, calm. Like those are all of the words that I associate with being a lighthouse. Whereas a tugboat feels hustly, overwhelming, lots of movement, lots of energy expenditure, right? A lighthouse, same role. show the boats where they need to go, get them there, right? But you are standing tall. You are standing firm. You are sure, right? If you have a clear message, a clear bridge, right? Remember, the client's at point A, they want to be at point B. Your transformation is the bridge. You just shine that. You just show people, oh, you're over here and you want to go over there. Here's what's going to get you there. And you solve that problem for them. What you'll notice is when you get those clients, when they're like, they start moving, right? Because a lighthouse assumes that you're going to move. You're going to start the process. I'm going to shine the light, but you need to move. You'll notice when you get clients who are in lighthouse energy, they will be clients that are most likely to get results because they are used to movement, right? Like, they're used to knowing that they are going to have to move. You shone the light so that they could get across the line to even start your program, start your process. And that movement is going to continue such that these folks are going to get results. Also, you're not going to be burnt out when you're a lighthouse. You're not in the water chugging along, trying to get people to move. You are standing firm in your energy and just being. You're just being. Imagine that. You could just be and make a lot of money. You can just be and help a lot of people. You can be and have a lot of impact. Or you can do, hustle, and be in tugboat energy. And then still not make the impact you want to have because your people are stuck. Because you're stuck with them. Because you're down in the water with them. So for me, I always know I'm in tugboat energy because here's the thing, y'all. It still happens. Like, if you don't actively guard against this, this will continuously happen in your life and you won't realize why you're not able to create the clients that you need to create to hit your goals. What I notice is that when I am in tugboat energy, I know it by looking at the people that are coming to me. I know my energy is tugboat when I get a lot of boats who are not in motion. Let's say that again. I know that my energy is in tugboat. I'm in tugboat energy when I get a lot of boats who are not in motion. Because they are just reflecting what I am. We've talked about this, right? So given the law of sowing and reaping, the Bible says that whatsoever you sow, you will reap. I mean, here on the High Ticket Doc podcast, that whatsoever, that cuts deep. Okay, so whatsoever means in your business as well. If you are not seeing people who are ready, excited, engaged, and ready to go, ready to start, that's a reflection of you. That means that you are sowing that complacency into your content. Like, you're sowing it by who you are. So I always know, like, when I talk about where I was in the summer, like, especially in July, y'all, July was tugboat month. I was in such tugboat energy. And it was reflected in the people that were, like, coming into my orbit, saying they wanted to work with me, but then, like either ghosting or sort of being like, oh, I'm not so sure, right? And then I'm, like, trying to convince them. Oh, you really do want to do this. I'm telling you, you want to do this, sis. This is going to be amazing. But, like, it was me. I was being a tugboat. And so I attracted boats who needed pulling. One of the biggest things I did in September to get to where I was to be able to hit that 60K was I had to actively get out of tugboat energy. I had to coach myself out of that. Coach myself back into lighthouse energy. Because the thing is, you can be in one energy and that doesn't mean you have to stay there, right? So if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, wait, okay, I'm being a tugboat, right? I'm trying to do everything. I'm hustling. Nothing's happening. People aren't seeing it. They don't get it. They're like, I'm trying to like convince them through my content. Listen, it's okay. This is normal. This happens. It happens to me still. You just have to see it. The problem comes in when we don't see it, when we feel like entrepreneurship is being a tugboat. A lot of people think that, right? Entrepreneurship, sales, sleazy. We just like drag people along, try to deceive them into saying, yes, there are entrepreneurs that do that. There are salespeople that do that, but it does not have to be the case. We can stand tall as a lighthouse. Shine our light, right? Talk about where people are, where they want to go, and that our unique transformation is that bridge. That's it. Now, one of the ways to do that is to become sufficient, to stand in sufficiency. Okay, so what do I mean by that? I mean by if your predominant belief when you are marketing to your clients is, I need to make a sale. If your belief is, I need to make a sale, you're in tugboat energy because you're going to try to go in the water. Like, if I need to make a sale urgently, I'm going to get in the water and pull some boats along. Okay. No, your job is to show up powerfully and serve with confidence and get people results. Your job is not to make a sale. Hold on, Dr. Kimmy. This podcast is called the High Ticket Doc Podcast. All you do, you say that there's only three steps to hitting six figures. Selling yourself on yourself, selling yourself on your transformation, and then selling that transformation to others. How is it that now you're saying my job is not to make a sale? That's exactly what I'm saying. And this is what I teach my clients. Your job is not to make a sale. Your job is to show up in sufficiency and serve, knowing that you are putting value. Remember, we talked about value on last week's episode. Okay. Our job is to put value out into the world. Okay. Put value out into the world. And then we reap that, but we're not putting the value out so we can reap. Does that make sense? It's very nuanced. You will reap. And you can't expect that, but you're not doing it for that reason. You're doing it for service. You're doing it for service. Now, if you're not in sufficiency, if you don't believe that you already have and already are everything you need, like I already am and already have everything I need, I don't need anything from these people, then you are not going to think about how you can create value. Everything you put out is going to be, what can I get? What can I get? What can I get? That's tugboat energy. Then you're going to get people who are stagnant, unable to move without you like pulling them along. When you're sufficient, when you are sufficiently sufficient, and you know that you are enough because he is enough, he meaning the Lord, that you have everything you need because God shall supply all your needs, not the people on Instagram, not people in your Facebook group, not people who listen to your podcast, he will supply all your needs, then you can confidently show up as a lighthouse, just shining the light, putting the value out, and knowing that your people are moving. Every single time there's no movement, there's no sales, there's no whatever in my business, it's because I have left sufficiency and I am now in the water trying to pull people along. Okay. And so I need to understand that I already have everything I need, like over and above what any of these people can quote unquote do for me or give to me. No. And if you're always thinking about what people can give to you, right, then you're going to be overthinking your content, overthinking your messaging, your marketing, because you're like, well, I have to make this good because if this one post needs to get me clients. Now, I have a self-concept that every single time I go live or every single time I show up on a podcast, I get like I create clients with that. Like I have that self-concept, but I am not doing the podcast or doing the live or doing the content with the intention of I need to make clients from this. No, I'm doing it with the intention of I need to serve my people at a high level. And then in that way, it becomes less about you and your drama and your cavewoman. Your cavewoman being your unconscious mind that's trying to keep you safe and in the cave of self-sabotage, overwhelm, and fear. That's what we call our cavewoman. That's who our cavewoman is on this podcast. It's our unconscious mind. Right? We're like less there and more just in service. So anytime I find myself overthinking my content, overthinking my copy, overthinking what I need to do, I realize that I am in tugboat energy. I'm like, oh, I gotta do it. I gotta make this perfect so I can get a client. What? No, I need to be serving for the sake of service. When I'm serving for the sake of service, when I'm shining that light to my people, and when my clients are shining that light to their people will say yes, right? So I just want you to, you know, this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I think hopefully very relevant, right? The way you create clients and the way you create amazing clients that are so fun to work with is you be a lighthouse, not a tugboat. A lighthouse, not a tugboat. If you're like, I want to hear more about this, join me in the High Ticket Doc Facebook group. We're going to go deep on this in there to like really, really dissect this. What does this look like? How does this show up? Right? But I just want to submit that many of us are often in tugboat energy. Many of us. So easy to slip back into it, especially as new entrepreneurs. Because here's the thing. When we're in med school, when we're in our professional schools, there is a lot of doing, right? There's a lot of like scrappiness, doing. I got to hustle. I got to do this. I got to be on this committee. I got to join this. Got to be a leader here. I got to get a certain amount of hours, right? Like we're trying to prove ourselves in order to make it through the door, to be able to be accepted into med school, to be able to be accepted into residency, right? Like we're always like kind of like in that doer mode. But I want you to think not so much about that. I want you to think about you working with patients, right? It's analogous to you being a coach. You working with patients. Do your patients care that you had 500 community service hours? Do your patients care that you were president of the Student Government Association? Do your patients care that you were SNMA vice president, right? So hope this was helpful. Thanks for rocking with me. Check out the highticketdoc.com. Join us inside the Facebook group if you have not already. And I will see you next week on the next episode. Peace and love. Have you ever seen doctors in their respective fields killing it online, selling high-ticket services, high-ticket programs, landing high-ticket contracts, and wonder to yourself, how do they do that? If that is you, then I want to invite you to the Docs of High Ticket Conference, which is taking place virtually January 2nd and 3rd, 2022. In this conference, I am going to be featuring high-ticket women docs from multiple backgrounds and specialties. So when I'm talking specialties here, I'm talking about high-ticket real estate, high-ticket consulting, high-ticket coaching, of course, high-ticket speaking, high-ticket products, how to have a high-ticket mindset, all of the above. This conference is going to lay the groundwork for you as you move into 2022 if you desire to be a high ticket doc. In addition, I will have VIP packages available. So VIPs are going to get extended access to the replays. They're going to get special live Q&As with me and other high-ticket docs. They are also going to receive special content and bonuses that are a secret. They're so good, I can't even tell you what they are, sis. But head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. Right now, you can sign up for the wait list and add your name to that so you don't miss any of the details. And when registration opens, you will be ready to go. So head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. And I'll see you on January 2nd. And I'll see you VIPs on January 2nd and 3rd. Peace and love, y'all.